Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, they were saying, what good does it do to serve the Lord? What good is it? And the Lord said, now think about God saying, those words are stout against me. They were angering him. For God to say, your words. Can you hear this attitude? What good is it? There's no big deal. What did we take from you? When did we despise you? When did we rob you? Can you hear? They're ready to argue, aren't they? Yes. They're ready to argue. Somebody say disrespectful. Disrespect. A person like that, what are they going to get? Those that despise me, what's going to happen? They're going to be despised. They're going to be lightly esteemed. And those that despise His precious and holy things, what's going to happen? They're going to lose what they should have had. They're going to forfeit what could have been theirs. Why? If you don't value it, you judge yourself unworthy to have it. Now we see this, he said in Malachi 1, he said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Why would he say that about Esau? He knew his heart. He knew what kind of man he would be. And in Genesis, you read about it. Genesis 25. You know the story that Esau was a hunter, and he was an athletic guy, and his daddy actually played favorites with him, treated him like he loved him more. And Jacob, probably Esau considered him a mama's boy, stayed around the house and cooked, and also was a shifty guy. I mean, Jacob would lie to you. And if you did a deal with Jacob, you better read the fine print. Because he'd put some gotchas in there. So how could you say, Jacob have I loved? Did the Lord love Jacob's deception and lying? Certainly not. He couldn't do that. And Esau, have I hated? Why would he say that? You see it in this passage right here. Esau came in, verse 29 of Genesis 25, 29. Jacob sawed pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray you, with that same red pottage, for I'm faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day your birthright. Is that good? Is that nice? Uh-uh. But what does it tell you about Jacob? He had a lot of faults. But he valued the holy things of God. He valued the blessing. He valued the anointing. He's going about it in the wrong way, no question. He said, okay, you can have some of my stew, but it's going to cost you. Sell me your birthright. Now, what should Esau have said? My birthright? My birthright? The blessing of God? No. No, I'd starve before I do that. But no, instead what he says, I'm about to die. You reckon he's really about to die? I doubt it. I'm at the point of death. I'm about to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? Do you hear the language? Why am I going over this slowly? I want you to hear the tone of this. I want red flags to go up when you hear this tone. What do I mean, what's the big deal? Such a person will disqualify themselves from the blessing of God as he did. What prophet showed this birthright? And Jacob gave Esau bread of pottage and lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. And thus Esau did what? What did he do? He despised his birthright. Tell me, how did he do it? How did he despise his birthright? By treating it like it was worth nothing. Can you see it? In Hebrews, in the New Testament, talks about it. Hebrews 12 and 16, this is the basic English Bible, the BBE, it says that there be not any evil liver, a person that lives in an evil way, or any man without respect for God, like Esau, who let his birthright go for a plate of food. He let it go for a plate of food. For you have knowledge that even long after, when he was desiring the blessing for his heritage, see, later on he decided he wanted it. But he was too late. He was turned away, though he made request frequently and with weeping, because the past might not be changed. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to hear this in modern times, and we're the children of grace in the age of grace, and God will forgive and He'll cleanse us. And people like to imagine that you can disrespect the things of God with impunity and always have another opportunity. It's not true. There are some things, if you despise them enough, you'll lose that opportunity and you'll not get it again, period. No matter how much you cry or how much you beg. This is sobering, I know, but it's the truth. It's reality. Later on, Esau cried. He wept, "Please, Father, please give me that bread." And he said, I can't. Your brother wanted it. In other words, you didn't. The things of God, my friends, are precious. They're holy. And if God offers it to you and God allows you to be a part, you must not, you dare not be too busy, too preoccupied, don't have time for it. God will give it to somebody else that'll value it. And you'll miss out on it. And not only will you miss out on the opportunity to be involved, you'll miss out on the eternal reward that comes from doing it. Somebody say, not me. By the grace of God, not me. I think you feel the same way. I don't want anybody getting my place, getting my grace, getting my anointing. Is it possible for it to happen? We see it right here. Saul despised what God gave him in the kingship. He took it away from him, gave it to David. Didn't he? You see this happen more than once. And God is fair and just. He gave the priesthood to Eli and his boys. And he said, I had said that I would keep this in your house from now on, but now be it far from me. Because you despise me, you're going to be despised. You treat my stuff like this, you're not worthy of it. You ought not have the place. I know this is strong, but is it Bible, friends?
Yes.
Is it the Scriptures?
Yes.
Should we have some fear of God about ourselves?
Yes.
Should we have some reverence and be in awe? Are there some things that are not to be joked about and not to be taken lightly?
Yes.
They are to be highly regarded and greatly esteemed and valued. You don't have to get stiff and bound, but you should become very respectful, very reverent. Can you see we live in a generation that's lacking in these things, that needs to be taught? And is the Lord teaching us, though? I believe He is. I believe He is. Go with me to Esther, the 6th chapter, and then Luke 19. I'm not ready for that. How about 2 Samuel 6? Let me commend you. I mean, we certainly have room to grow, but for the most part, you are a respectful bunch concerning the things of the Lord. Phyllis and I have learned a lot this last couple of years. We're believing God. We're praying about the expansion. And even though we don't talk about it every service, there are things going on.
Amen.
We're praying, we're looking, we're doing what we know to do, and we're believing God, and things are happening. I've learned some things. I don't know if you're aware of it, but we were looking at pastoring somewhere else in another state before we came here. And had looked at it and talked about it quite a bit. And then some things changed, and we didn't. And next thing you know, we're here. In recent times, we were looking at one place, and then some things changed, and we looked at another. I asked the Lord about that because I know He's not flighty, and He doesn't change. And so anytime something like that happens, I'm thinking, boy, did I miss it? What, you know, God's will doesn't change. And the Lord helped me to see something that I'm learning about this. The plan of God in some of these things is not set in stone. People have a lot to do with it. He brought me to the situation with Moses. Moses led God's people out of Egyptian bondage into the wilderness, but they were rebellious, disrespectful. They wouldn't do what He told them to do over and over until at one point He said, get out of the way. I will wipe them out and I will make of you a greater nation. Did you hear that? Was this people His choice? Is He saying, okay, they don't want to do it. I will set them aside and I'll do it through you. Did you hear that? Do you see what I mean when I say the plan of God is not set in stone because of people? And the Lord is showing me that His ministry and His ministers and a church and a ministry is a precious gift. Precious gift to a town, to a city, to a state. It is an awesome gift from God. Think about it. It's where generations of people can grow up and be taught the fear of the Lord and the faith of God and how to be led by the Spirit and how to prosper and become a blessing. And oh my, what a treasure from God. But there are a lot of people who, even though God would give it to them, don't value it, don't treasure it. And did you know there are times He would deal with us and cause us to offer ourselves, knowing they won't receive it? Knowing they won't? Why? Because in that day, when they complain, and why didn't you do this for us, God? And why didn't you give us this? He'll say, I did. I did. I sent it to you. And you didn't want it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me